99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Yeah, don't forget to help your neighbors out there. Simply order some takeout from Papa's Cafe on 7181 North 42nd Avenue in New Hope. Give them a call at 763-535-4887. That's right. Today's show is brought to you in part by Jay's Auto Repair out in Jordan, Minnesota. Give them a call, 952-217-4194, or simply drop by at 850 Quaker Avenue. That's right, 55352 is the zip code there. You listen to Paul Espino, KSIZ Sizzlin 99.9. And as promised, all right, I got the coolest guy, and he is all over the place. I mean, we're talking about the trop rock artist of the century. Should I be calling you that, maybe? So, I'm sure you will. You know, thanks for joining me today, Tom.
Hey, thanks for having me on,
Paulie. You know, the great thing about you, man, as I'm reading your bio, man, you have done a lot of things. Tell us a little bit about Nashville's Music Row when you were writing down there.
Music Row is great. It's such a creative place. So many creative characters and people I've made friends with. And the best part about working on Music Row is, you know, hearing a song and going, wow, that's amazing. And then the next thing you know, it's on the radio.
And you know, you've worked with many, many artists. You know, give our listeners a taste of some of the artists that you worked with.
Oh, man. Craig Morgan, Montgomery Gentry, Pam Tillis, David Ball, some Texas people, Kevin Fowler, Pat Green. A lot of different folks.
Man.
Bill Anderson from the Grand Ole Opry. All kinds of folks.
That is so cool. You know, I've got a text from someone because I was giving out some of the weather, to some of the beaches throughout the world. And I just happened to mention, well, you know what? Maybe we'll find out what the weather is like in Sandpoint, Idaho. Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here now. And I can tell you, it's 27. But it is going to be sunny today. And, when it's sunny and it's cold, it's not as bad.
Not as bad. It's time to get out of there and go down south to Florida, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, in the morning, I head out for Cancun.
Baby, I'm with you, man. Let's go. You know what? Speaking of Cancun, it came across my desk the other day that you're doing something down there. What's happening with this event?
It's called Mexico Meltdown, and that's from the 3rd through the 7th. And it's with a guy named Donnie Brewer. He's the Trop Rock Entertainer of the Year. 4 years running now, I think.
Wow.
We always have a lot of fun. We do a lot of collaborating together, and it's going to be a blast.
You know, the great thing about it is that, wait, let me ask you a question, though. Are there any rooms available?
I believe so. I think we had a couple people that fell out at the last minute.
Yeah.
So I would say check out DonnieBrewer.com. And there might be a last-minute spot available.
You never know, right? It doesn't, hurt to ask. However, let me ask you a question. When you get down there, do you have a full band that you're going to be working with?
No. When we most of these shows that we do are just, a guy and a guitar kind of shows. Just that's the kind we love. It's that interaction. You don't really need a band when you're telling the stories and we still connect with the folks in a big way. It's great. I love the solo guitar thing, or doing it like with a guy like Donnie. He plays guitar great, and it's fun interacting back and forth. But this is just kind of an acoustic show.
That is so cool. Are you taking your wife along with you for this trip?
Well, normally we do everything together. My wife Coley, she and I are a duo. But for the next few months, she is in West Virginia with her sister, mm-hmm. who's undergoing some treatments for breast cancer. So she's up there helping out her sister in a big way. So this trip, I'm just flying solo.
You know, we've got a lot of action on that song that you guys released called Shotgun. I really like that. Tell us a little bit about, you are the current 2020 Duo of the Year for the Trop Rock Music Association. What does it take to earn something like that?
Well, I guess you have to have a lot of fans, and we're very fortunate to have friends all over the country that love what we do, and we're constantly working and traveling and doing shows and getting out there, and it's just, I guess, just being around, having people see you do what you do, and also doing something that they connect with. Like you said, the song Shotgun, a lot of people love that. That's, some people have played it at their wedding, you know. It's just, it's amazing. We're very fortunate.
Well, you know, you are well deserving of all these awards. You know, let's go forward a little bit, because there's something else that came up. People's Choice Award Singer-Songwriter of the Year. What is that about?
Yeah, well, there is a website called troprockin.com, mm-hmm. and they do an award show. They didn't do one this year because of the pandemic, but they do an award show every year. But they're a great website if you're interested in trop rock music and what that lifestyle is about. Troprockin.com. I don't think there's a G at the end of rockin.
That's right. They're cutting it off. Anyway, you know, let's look at this, because you've got other stripes that you've earned, you know, throughout the years. And one of them is being the producer of a TRMA event of the year. What's happening with that?
Yeah, well, we've done a thing called Lone Star Luau every year for the last 4 years. And it's a music festival. And we have a variety of people on the show. We have a lot of trop rock artists, but we also bring in some Texas artists, and we bring in some Nashville songwriters, and just anybody that we really think is gonna, you know, wow the crowd. And so we were planning on moving it to the next. We've been doing it in Marble Falls, Texas, for years, and we're planning on moving it to Houston, to the big Margaritaville Resort on Lake Conroe. And our plan was we were going to do it in February, but we still feel like February might be too soon.
Yeah.
With the virus going around and everything. So we're working on a plan to move it later. At this point, I think we may just wait a year and do it in 2022, just so everybody's safe.
I've just received a text. Someone is interested to participate in the TRMA event of the year. Where would they get further information about that?
It's very simple. You just go to LoneStarLuau.com, and we haven't updated the site yet with the new information, but LoneStarLuau.com. Luau is spelled L-U-A-U. LoneStarLuau.com.
You know, I'm reading your bio. I'm so enthused about it. I'm encouraged, but I am also curious. You know, what was your most memorable trip when your 10 tours performing for the military in 18 countries? Which is your memorable trip? What stands out the most?
Wow, gosh, there's so many memories from those trips. I'll tell you that there was a time I met a guy. We were in Qatar, and it was after the show, and he said, "Man, I can't believe you wrote Riding with Private Malone. I've got to get I got to shake your hand." And he said, "I joined the military because of you." And I was like, "Wow." And he said, "Well, let's get a picture." So he didn't have a cell phone, but he had, you know, a digital camera. So we took a picture, and like a selfie, you know. And I said, "Okay, let's look at it." And he goes, "Oh, I can't. My screen is messed up." And I was like, "Well, what happened to your screen? Did you drop it?" And he said, "No." He said it was in my vest pocket, in my chest. And he said I took a round from a machine gun, and if the bullet hit the screen of the camera right there by my heart. And he said, "You know, if I hadn't had this camera in my pocket, it would have gone on through." So that camera saved his life. I was like, "Man, wow, that's incredible." I was like, "Thank you for your service." And remember, this was your idea to join, not mine, but my song inspired you.
You know, and lastly, you know, and I'm just thrilled to have you on here, because anytime you have a two-time cancer survivor, I mean, what can you share with us in regards to encouraging people that might be going through the same thing?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, my mom had cancer and passed away from it. And so when I got it the second time, I thought, well, that's it, I'm done for. But what I found is, I think it's all about your attitude, how you go through it. I think if you fight it, and you have people also praying for you and sending good vibes, and if you just go, I'm going to beat this thing. It is, certain types of cancer are beatable. You know, some types are not, but a lot of kinds are beatable, and I think a lot of it has to do with, how bad do you want to get over it? How bad do you want to fight it? So just know that if you do, get it, it is beatable depending on what kind you get.
Right. You know, and I'm getting so many emails here. I've got more texts coming through. They want to learn a little bit more about you. Our listeners are, thrilled to have you on. Where would they go? What is the further information that you would want to, allow our listeners to either reach out to you or, get to know you a little bit better?
Well, there's a couple of places. Probably the easiest place is my website, which is TomShepherd.com, and I spell my name a little weird. It's TomShepherd, TomShepherd.com, or you can find me at Facebook.com/TomShepherdMusic, or I have a YouTube channel now with some stuff on it. I just posted a live stream that I did a couple of weeks ago, which is about 2 hours long. Those are so much fun. We haven't been able to get out and do live shows lately, so doing the live stream from home has been a blast because, you get people requesting songs and there's the interaction. That's I'm all about in performing, it's the connecting with the people.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. Well, Tom, I'm really thankful that you came on today. Any last words for our listeners?
I just hope everybody has a great holiday, and I hope you like my music and check it out, and maybe I'll see you all in Minneapolis sometime. Oh, there is one thing I got to tell you all.
Yes.
Our nephew, Coley and I's nephew, he just married into the family. He is Randy Dobnak. He is Rookie of the Year for the Minnesota Twins pitcher.
What? No.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got to make your way up here one day.
Well, we wanted to come see him pitch this year, but, it's been a crazy year, so maybe next year we'll get to come see him.
There you go. Thanks for being on today, and we'll have you on at a later time as well, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Tom Shepherd, man, what a great interview with this guy. He's got a long history of songwriting. Maybe he can share that with you one day. Also, a two-time cancer survivor. Man, I'll tell you what. I am thrilled to have had him on today. You're listening to Paul Espino, KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. In addition, I'd like to remind everybody that if you're looking for a place to get away, that's right, especially with the colder weather that's coming up and fast approaching within the next, when you see snow, right, it's time to go, right? Anyway, Cyber Monday has been extended at Sun Country Airlines. So when you have a chance, please simply go to suncountry.com.